Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This spring, we'll launch a pilot program to collect curbside organic waste from single-family homes in Staten Island for composting. And if it succeeds, we'll develop a plan to take it citywide.
Mayor Bloomberg in his State of the City address way back in January. And here it comes. We begin today with your questions answered about composting in New York City. Maybe you heard that the mayor's final year flurry of waste reduction policies will now include voluntary and perhaps to be followed by mandatory composting of food scraps, perhaps including things like chicken bones as well as the more traditional vegetable matter. Let's find out what's coming now from Deputy Mayor Cass Holloway and Deputy Sanitation Commissioner for Recycling and Sustainability, Ron Gonin. Welcome back, both of you. Hi.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
And listeners, it's your questions answered about composting in the city. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And first, Ron Gonin, by way of background, I don't think people have any idea how much of our waste stream by volume or by weight is food. Do you have the rough numbers?
35% of our waste stream is made up of organic material. That's our food waste, our leaf and yard waste, our soiled paper. That represents about 1.2 million tons of waste annually just on the residential side, not including the commercial side. And we pay close to $100 million a year to export that to landfills.
And so, Deputy Mayor, this has not been officially announced. What can you tell us about what's coming?
Well, we have a what Ron has set up, and it's really pretty tremendous. We're pilot programs to see. We wanted to test the hypothesis, can we make organics recycling work in New York City? And the answer so far is yes. We tested it in three places. In Staten Island, we have 3,500 homes that we gave containers to, and they're using them and putting them out on the curb once a week, and we have a high participation rate. We also started it in 90 schools. And that's the real amazing story. The diversion rate in those schools before the pilot was 15%. And after the pilot, we got 34% in Manhattan and 38% in Brooklyn. That's pretty amazing. We also have another pilot at some high-rises in Manhattan, and one of them is collecting more than 125 pounds of food a day. So New Yorkers want to do this. We just need to figure out how to harness it and put the infrastructure in place to expand it.
And Ron Gonin, it's happening at green markets.
The Green Market program has been going on for a few years where New Yorkers can bring their organic material to the green markets. And that was a great foundation for us because it showed us that if people are willing to schlep to the green markets to bring their organic waste, if we bring it to them in their household, they'll be even more eager to participate.
And Deputy Mayor, I gather some of this could be turned into electricity?
Absolutely. There are a lot of uses for this, what is called a waste stream, but it really is a pretty beneficial stuff. You can use it as compost, but you can also use it to turn it into energy. In fact, we are taking some of the compost from Brooklyn that we're collecting from Brooklyn schools right to our Newtown Creek wastewater treatment plant, where we are already doing anaerobic digestion, and that gets converted into energy. And so we're using existing city infrastructure, and my goal is to see how we can do that across the board. So hopefully we'll be able to have a combination of contractors and our own composting, and then part of the waste stream will get converted to energy. Either way, it's much better than a landfill.
So, listeners, it's your questions answered now about composting in the city for Deputy Mayor Cass Holloway and Deputy Sanitation Commissioner for Recycling and Sustainability, Ron Gonin, 212-433-WNYC. And while the calls are coming in, we posted this on Facebook, asking for people to react to the possible composting plan and ask basic questions. And the response has been overwhelmingly positive on our Facebook page with a little bit of skepticism. So here are some of the main questions that we got. For example, Shakeba asks, and this is the most common concern that comes up from a lot of people posting. She writes, the concept is a good idea. In practice, I think this will create more rats. What about the rats, Ron Gonin?
We actually think that this will improve the unfortunate situation we have with rats in New York City, because today we put our food waste with the rest of our refuse in black bags and we stick it out on the curb for a few hours until the sanitation truck comes. Now we're giving people specially designed food waste containers that are sealed and have a lid that lock for our food waste, which would make it much more difficult for the rats to get into. So we actually hope that the situation will improve that problem.
So good, tight containers are a key here.
Absolutely.
Every building would have to go out and buy these?
For single-family homes, we're providing the containers. So far, the high-rise buildings that are participating are buying their own containers to the specifications that we've provided. And these containers are specifically designed to hold and seal in food waste, which is better than putting it on bags out on the curb.
And Deputy Mayor Kirsten on our comments page writes, "When I lived in an apartment building in Brooklyn, the garbage room stank because the food waste wasn't sealed. Same kind of question. My understanding is that this program will use special containers to keep odors in and pests out, just the kind of thing Ron was just talking about. But the basic question there is odors, and I guess this relates to another question that Gregory posted on Facebook, how often will they be picked up? So you want to answer both of those?
Sure. I'll answer them in reverse order. First, how often they pick them up, that really depends on how much waste is produced. So there are places in the city that have once-a-week pickup, that have twice-a-week pickup, and some places that are extremely high density have three times a week pickup. And as we do collections of organics, we'll see exactly what the frequency needs to be. Right now, I believe it's once a week for the pilot areas, but we'll see, depending on what the volume is, what the needs would be coming down the road. So that will depend as the program really picks up and takes off. In terms of odors, as Ron said, I mean, for individual homes or attached homes, we have the sealed containers, and that is something that you can deal with. In terms of the larger buildings, they're going to have to make some minor investment in the infrastructure to make sure that this is handled well in the basement. But as Ron said, we're giving them specifications, and we think we can work with them to do it. And there's no one-size-fits-all approach here. I know it is going to be, but I'm confident that we're going to be able to come up with a solution for all of the very unique living arrangements that New Yorkers have.
Tom in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'm very much in favor of the program, but it seems to me that they're just making a problem. It's a whole different ballgame when you include meat and bones, because that's what the vermin are attracted to, and the odors are much worse. The decay problems seem to be much worse with flesh.
Now, Commissioner, was this accurately reported that it would include things like chicken bones?
Yes.
Because a lot of people's eyebrows went up and said, wait, that's not usually included in my composting.
It's a frequent question we get, because if you're doing composting in your backyard, you're not putting meat and bones in there because it takes much longer to decompose relative to your leafy vegetables or fruits. When a city is doing a large-scale organic composting program, it's doing industrial-sized composting, and so we have the technology to have everything decompose at the same time. So backyard composting, probably not taking meat, but for our program, if it grows, we're taking it.
Gabrielle in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gabrielle.
Hi there. We actually moved to New York 3 years ago from Oakland, California. We had a composting program there that was mandatory, and it was great. Yard clippings, all food, and any paper product, like a pizza box that had touched food, could go into the composter.
Wow.
And it cut our garbage rate, like what we were actually putting in the garbage can, down to about a quarter to a third of a can a week, as opposed to a full can, and the compost was full, and we didn't have any problems with vermin. I mean, we had no problems with rats, and we lived across from an empty field that was full of ivy, where somebody was actually feeding the rats with birdseed, and it was full of rats, and they didn't bother our cans at all because they're sealed. So I'm very excited to see it coming to New York, because I look at how much stuff we throw away, and knowing what we did with our program in California, I think seeing it replicated here and all the additional pieces that are in place, exciting.
That's a great story from Oakland. Gabrielle, do you know how they use the compost out there, what they actually do with it?
You know, I know some of it. I know San Francisco and Oakland both, they do, I don't want to say traditional composting, but turning it over into material that then is sold out to farms. The information that the deputy mayor was giving about turning it into energy and electricity, I don't know if they do that. And it was interesting to me to hear about that, and now I want to go back and see if Oakland and San Francisco do that. I think most towns, at least in the Bay Area at this point, are doing composting because it has made such a difference. And it is mandatory, and you can get charged if you don't separate out your food, your recyclables, from your trash.
Great. Thank you very much for your call. Deputy Mayor, any other cities that you're looking at as models already doing this?
Well, I know we have canvassed the entire, as we were putting together this program, and even before Commissioner John Doherty brought Ron in, we canvassed the whole country and even the world for what are the best recycling practices out there and how can we put them into place. And remember, this composting is part of one component of an overall plan to first double the city's recycling rate from 15% to 30% by 2017. The reason that we're focused on organics is because, as Ron said, it's 1.2 million tons a year, 35% of the waste stream. And basically, if you don't go after this stream, you can't get there from here. You cannot double the city's rate without going after it. And so, yes, we canvassed everywhere for best practices. Ron can speak to which ones we actually picked up.
There were things we learned from all the different cities that are doing these types of programs, Seattle, San Francisco, Portland. We were able to take lessons from all of them. That being said, New York City has the most complex waste system of any major city in the world. And so we were able to take lessons from here and there. But as Deputy Mayor Holloway said earlier, we're also going to have to customize certain things for different parts of New York City, which we're excited to do.
Paul in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, how you doing? You ever thought about pickup and delivery? I mean, the Star Ledger just ran an article in their business section that Amazon is getting into the delivery of groceries. And I know a lot of my friends in Manhattan actually have their groceries delivered to the house. Just like your dry cleaning, then's the time to actually have a package to send back to them so that they can be part of the social fabric of recycling.
Interesting idea.
Okay, it might be small now, but it could be huge as time moves on and people really get into the recycling.
Right.
I mean, I recycle my stuff in my compost pile with my grass clippings so that I don't have to take it to our municipal waste dump.
And, Ron, this connects with things we've talked about on the show before about putting the responsibility for recycling, for packaging, in the case of what we discussed previously, and maybe it even goes for banana peels, on to the producers and the sellers rather than the end users.
I'll give you two examples of how we're doing that in New York City. So first, most of the paper that gets recycled in New York City gets turned into pizza boxes right at our recycling facility that's owned by Pratt in Staten Island. So that's a great example of what happens with the paper. In regards to the organic material, in the Westerly neighborhood where we've launched our pilot, in August, we're going to be setting up a table in Westerly Park during one of the weekends in August, and the residents that have been participating in the program will be able to come by and get bags of compost for their gardens.
Another question from Facebook. Elizabeth writes, "We try to compost our fruit and vegetable scraps and eggshells, but composting involves work, turning and everything. How much of that kind of work will you be asking residents to do?" Deputy Mayor?
Well, we, for the program that we are setting up, this is basically a traditional you sort it and we collect it program. And so it's just about the minimal amount of work that you would ask a resident to do. Now, I am a huge fan of community gardens and even individual gardening in people's apartments, and people in my building do it. And so if you want to keep compost on the sink or in the freezer and use it for that purpose, that's great. But we're not going to require that. Basically, in the same way that you separate metal, glass, and plastic, we're asking you now to separate your organics, and then the sanitation department is going to come and pick it up. And so it really is just about as little work as you could expect, as you would have to do.
Although Matthew on Facebook writes, "I like the idea, but most people in my high-rise can't even separate their recyclables properly. Can we expect New Yorkers to pull this off?"
Well, I'm pretty optimistic about the ability for us to get this, improve recycling across the board. And the reason is, there are two reasons for it. One is we're going to make more of the waste stream recyclable, including organics. The other is another major announcement that the mayor made a couple weeks ago was to extend our plastics recycling to all rigid plastics, the biggest expansion of the program in 25 years. And with that, I think it ends one of the biggest obstacles to recycling in New York City, and that's confusion. People didn't know what was recyclable and what wasn't. And now, basically, if it's rigid plastic, it's recyclable. So what we're trying to do is make the program as simple and straightforward as possible. If it's paper or plastic or metal, and soon if it's food, you can recycle it, and we will collect it.
And so, Ron Gonin, if we recycle paper, metal, glass, and hard plastics and compost food scraps, what will be left of the so-called regular garbage?
There's very, very little waste that's left. It's about 20% because there's two other parts of the waste stream that we're now actually going to start collecting. So we have a very popular textile collection program called the Refashion Program, where buildings get special containers for their textile shoes and clothes, and we come and collect it. And in September, we'll be announcing the launch of our e-waste collection program that you'll hear more about from the mayor shortly. So there will only be 20% of the waste stream left that you can't recycle.
We have just a couple of minutes left for your questions answered about composting in New York City with the Deputy Sanitation Commissioner, Ron Gonin, and the Deputy Mayor, Cass Holloway. Then we're going to be going live to China for NYU Professor Jerome Cohen, China expert, and why Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng now thinks NYU is being unduly influenced by Beijing. But let's take one more very basic question about composting. John in Amityville, you're on the air. Hey, John.
Hey, hello. My question is simple. If right now all the waste, all the organic waste goes to landfills, well, it's essentially composted at the landfill. It's not reusable for gardens, but in terms of carbon balance, I mean, it's composted there. So really, what is the advantage unless we're
right.
planning
it's
to use this for some other reason?
And Ron, you did say we're going to use some of this to generate electricity. But shy of that, probably a lot of people not familiar with composting are thinking, yeah, well, gee, you know, the apple core is the thing that I can throw out the car window because it's biodegradable.
So at its base level, our landfills are in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and South Carolina. Our recycling facilities are in Brooklyn, Staten Island, and our compost facilities are in Staten Island and in the greater New York metro area. So that's the first thing to understand about the difference between where you send waste and where we send recyclables, is the miles that you need to travel there and back are in the hundreds and thousands of miles daily. So that's the first thing. Second, from an organics perspective, it decomposes in the landfill, emits methane into the atmosphere. You can't use that product because it's mixed in the landfill. So we want to capture that product, use it as compost, which is a fertilizer, or even better, convert it to electricity locally.
Deputy Mayor, what are your conversations like with Mayor Bloomberg these days? It sounds like he's on this unbelievable sustainability tear for his last year in office with all these recycling measures and the resiliency plan post-Sandy that he released last week. Is this his main focus now?
Well, I think there are a lot of things. The great thing about the mayor is that he can focus on many things at once. You know, he was out at Stanford for the Stanford graduation and did a whole bunch of meetings with tech companies and the whole Applied Sciences Initiative that we've got. So it is definitely not the only focus. But I'll tell you, with Plan YC, which started in 2007, I think what you're really seeing here is all of the momentum that we had built up. And after Sandy, it's because of Plan YC that we were situated to be able to put out in 7 months a 250-point plan that is really a roadmap created by experts. It's 438 pages. It's pretty amazing stuff that we think that if you put it in place, it really is the most cost-effective and practical plan to protect the city against what we know is coming and is already here in a certain way with climate change. When you look at recycling and all of the other things, we've been working on all these things as part of Plan YC for the last few years, and it's that momentum, I think, that you're seeing what looks like an explosion explosion of programs in the last year is really what is the coming to fruition of work that has been going on for the last couple of years. And so, yes, it is true. It's all coming out now, but this isn't something that the mayor sat and decided 2 months ago, hey, let's do something in recycling. We first started talking about this two State of the Cities ago, and now finally we're in a position to say, we told you so. We are going to have a plan that's going to double this diversion rate by 30%, and hopefully, with Ron's good work and Commissioner Doherty's, we're going to beat that.
So let me ask you one question about that Seaport City proposal for near the South Street Seaport, like Battery Park City on the Hudson that the mayor referred to last week. Even if it's built high and very well defended, if you create more landfill out into the East River, won't that mean more flooding upstream in a storm because the same amount of water still has to go somewhere?
Well, not necessarily, Brian. The hydrodynamics of any engineering structure that you build, and Seaport City would be no exception, you have to look at, okay, what are the overall dynamics of where the water is going to go? And because this will be on the waterfront, we would do calculations. I'm not an engineer, but you can design this in a way that you're not going to imperil those areas that are either to the north or the south of Seaport City. So I'm pretty confident that from a hydrodynamic and an engineering perspective, you're going to be able to figure out how to do this. Now, it's going to have to be looked at carefully because you want to make sure that in protecting one area that you're not putting another area in danger. But I think that is that's a problem that's just a matter of the engineering and the technique exists to do it. Obviously, it's going to have to be carefully studied, but I'm pretty confident that you would be able to overcome that kind of an issue.
Voluntary composting coming to New York City and mandatory run would have to wait for the next mayor?
Hasn't been discussed yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Cass?
I think we definitely will not be able to get mandatory composting in place before we go. And I think that when you look at the trajectory of these things, you always want to start with the willing. And that is what we've tapped into here. We've got people who are very excited. And if you look at the schools, which in my view is the most exciting thing that we've seen, getting to 34 and 38% diversion and starting with kids who are now going to go home and talk to their parents and say, hey, look what we're doing. And they're going to, that creates the political will to make sure that these programs not only continue past the next 7 months, but that they accelerate. And we'll get to a point, I think, soon, but it's probably going to take a couple of years, where then you have the infrastructure in place, you have most people doing it anyway, now it's time to just make it mandatory like metal, glass, and plastic. So that is the kind of progression that we're looking at.
Deputy Mayor Cass Holloway, Deputy Sanitation Commissioner Ron Gonen, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, live to China next with Jerome Cohen. Stay with us.